In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Is there something not cheesy I could do that would be very like a classic Christmas opening?
I doubt it.
I don't think I could.
No.
Like no kind of all through the house type thing. I don't think it would work.
If you could freaking, you're asking if there's a full on Christmas poem story.
I don't want to do the whole thing.
That you could open.
I just want to do enough that they can understand, like, oh, reference, and then I can add in Cryptmas for added comedic effect.
Twas the week before.
Twas the night before Cryptmas, and all through the cast, not a tall man was found. I can't.
Wait, you're almost
I'm
there.
I'm almost there. I'm right there. It
One
really
line
is.
Away.
I felt the flow. I'm not a freestyler. It's not. I don't have any kind of rhythm in my genes.
So are we, is that.
Is this the opening?
Are we giving up on that? Are we in it? We're giving
I
up on
I don't
it,
know.
On the poem? If you have to say it.
Well, I mean,
Sam is absent.
I have to say, yeah, Sam would be the perfect voice to
I won't do it.
It.
This is it. We're in it. I won't go back. I also
you can't even cut a little bit.
Nope. I also have to say that I promised a few the homies that I would give them a shout out.
Oh yeah, no,
at the
do
beginning
it.
Of my
do it a Christmas gifts to them. That's coined. That's official.
Can we just make it clear though that it's that we are saying Cryptmas?
Yeah, like a cryptid,
but not like a not like the blood
Bloods
of the
crypts. I had the same thought. That's what I was gonna bring up. If we don't play our cards just right,
like,
we're gonna have some angry people knocking on our door. Real
like
soon.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we're gonna have some angry bloods storming the castle.
Shout out to the boys in art class: Collie, Baby, Tano, Lex, the boys.
The boys.
Exactly.
How could you? Everyone knows. You don't have to name them.
The boys.
Also,
Sam isn't here, if that wasn't already
apparent. Yeah, Sam has taken it. He's fine. He's good. He's taken an unexpected leave of absence for like 3 weeks. He's gone. He's literally off the face of the planet. So we're going to make do for now. We're not going to leave you guys without a Christmas episode. So
we are going to have probably 3 people in the next episode, maybe in the next 2 episodes. But we will just... that will be TBA.
Yeah, we'll see.
TBA.
If not, I mean, we can handle it. We're funny. We can do it.
Yeah. So that's the other thing I was gonna say is if you like if you're listening listen to the podcast, like listen to all the episodes, and you're like super annoyed. You're super annoyed with me in Houston. Then this probably isn't the episode
no.
for you.
And on the other hand, if this is your favorite one, tell us. I'll kick Sam off. he's iced. He's
I
done.
Have no problem with making Sam walk the plank.
If everyone tunes it, to, chimes in, is like, you know what? Gotta be honest. This was maybe the best episode. He's done. He's gone. I'll ice
you hear
him
that,
tomorrow.
Sam? I know you're listening. I'm not afraid.
Oh, that's good.
This is the Christmas episode.
This is
though.
The Christmas episode. I actually wanted to ask, do because I like the idea of selling us on something like Cryptmas. I really do. Is there like a better thing, a better spooky word we can throw in to Christmas to make it? I don't think there is.
I don't think so. No. My question is, what is the logo or the mascot for Cryptmas?
I mean, you just throw colors on that Phantasma logo, get some snowflakes on there.
Well, okay. Beautiful
red and green, baby.
Screw the logo. I'm talking about the mascot.
Well, it's going to be...
It can't be just the Phantasma ghost.
No, I'm saying it's going to be... oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. Anti-Santa, the dark magic Santa Claus.
Krampus?
Krampus, the king of the castle, big man on top of Christmas? Of spooky Christmas?
It has to
be Krampus.
Whoa. But is he like crypt? Does he do crypt?
He's a cryptid.
Is he?
Oh no.
That's what I'm saying.
Cryptids are technically like Bigfoots, Yetis.
Or what if, well, it may not necessarily have to be a cryptid. It could just have to do with a crypt, an actual crypt.
An actual grave.
A mummy. A mummy with ornaments on him.
That's so
like a Christmas
stupid.
Tree. That is a great mascot.
Maybe wrapped in wreaths instead of toilet paper.
Wrapped in ribbons.
I actually don't know if there's, I guarantee there's a Christmas cryptid. Let me do a quick little... if I type in Christmas cryptid,
what the heck is a cryptid?
I've
never questioned it because it's just like scary thing.
I think it's not necessarily a scary thing. It's just something that people aren't totally sure if they believe in.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Krampus is not no.
I guess you're right. Well, like Bigfoot cryptid.
Okay.
A ghost. Actually, I guess a ghost would technically also be a cryptid, wouldn't
it? So you're telling me that for the first, what, 8-9 years of my life, that Santa was technically a cryptid?
I guess technically Santa is a cryptid. I need to look up the tech. I'm doing another Google search.
Here we go.
I'm putting a tab in the last Google search and I'm going back in.
Everyone cryptid, just be patient, all right?
Definition. Sheesh. Good word. If I could spell.
Wait, you're looking up the definition first?
For cryptid,
okay.
Some dictionaries and encyclopedias define the term cryptid as an animal whose existence is unsubstantiated.
There we go.
But humans are technically animals, if you really want to think about it. We're just another species on this big, blue, beautiful earth.
Okay, what?
So Santa Claus, as long as one person believes he is real... He is a cryptid.
Oh, well, there definitely is.
Yeah. Santa cryptid claimed. Official. Okay. There is a list of Christmas monsters I found. A whole article. Someone wrote a whole article on like the top monsters of Christmas. Krampus is number one.
Okay. Duh. Boring.
Here's Mary Lude from last week.
Yeah.
She's terrifying.
Yes.
I don't even
oh
know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I don't want to see that anymore.
Her feet are down there.
That's bad.
It's like a, it reminds me of
I didn't think that was.
A water bear, kind of. Like a big Christmas water bear.
No.
The
tardigrades?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it doesn't remind you of that a little bit?
You need to look at a tardigrade again.
Babushka's back, La Bufana. Prachata.
Are you literally on the page that
no,
Sam found?
It might be. Oh, there's the Tomten, creature from Scandinavia who bears a resemblance to a gnome. He's just a garden gnome. There's a picture and he's just a garden gnome.
Okay, well.
Ooh. Just bad Christmas monster. Now here's a boy. The Straggle.
I like that name.
In many places such as Switzerland, Perchta rides with a throng of demonic looking helpers known as Straggle, who love to partake in the feast offerings left out for them
on
Christmas.
Straggle is plural?
Yeah, I think these are like the anti-elves. Look at these guys.
Oh, gross.
Could you imagine a bunch of foot and a half...
Straggle
running around?
Yeah, that's... I don't like that.
In some places, Straggle get to dole out the punishments themselves and aren't terribly discerning as they rob all bad children and tear them to pieces in the air. This is them! These are the guys who rip you limb from limb from last week.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any wings. So my boys can jump.
So do people believe that they're like actually out there ripping limbs off?
They're a Christmas cryptid. A cryptmid.
All righty.
I want to start this week off with a, I guess that. But now I want to start it off with a Christmas story. This I was just telling Kevin before this podcast, this episode, I feel like we've become very one note on ghosts lately. So I want to dive into this a little bit. And getting into maybe a little bit of unsolved mystery territory, like this one, the random combustion of Matilda Rooney happened Christmas 1885. A farmhand named John Larson spent Christmas 1885 with his employers, Patrick and Matilda Rooney, an elderly couple who lived just outside Seneca, Illinois. They shared several drinks before Larson retired for the evening and went upstairs to bed.
Wait, what town in Illinois?
It was Seneca.
Okay.
Sometime during the night, he underwent a coughing fit and had trouble breathing, but soon drifted back to sleep. When Larson woke up on Christmas morning, traces of soot were on his pillow. Larson went downstairs and was shocked to find Patrick dead in his bedroom. Matilda was nowhere to be found. Later that day, Larson wandered into the kitchen and found a large blackened hole in the floor. It rested alongside what appeared to be the charred remains of a human foot. A pile of ash was inside the hole. This was all that was left of Matilda Rooney. It seemed that Matilda was the victim of linked, in case you want to know more, spontaneous human combustion, which caused her entire body to catch fire and burn to ashes.
Wait, so what happened to homeboy?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
He just died from natural causes, and coincidentally, Matilda burst into flames.
The estimated temperature of the fire that consumed her was 1,400 degrees Celsius, 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. But there were no other signs of fire damage other than that one spot. It was later determined that Patrick had died of smoke inhalation. Oh, okay, so it says right there.
Oh, so you're...
He sucked her up.
Imagine
Matilda killed him. Matilda killed Patrick.
Your companion, your wife, freaking spontaneously combusts, and then you suffer the same punishment because you were within a 10-foot radius?
This explained Larson's coughing fit during the night. He was spared from death because he slept behind a closed door on the second floor. Even though there was speculation that Larson could have murdered Matilda, it seemed impossible for him to have started such a blazing fire without damaging the rest of the house. It's possible that excessive alcohol consumption caused Matilda Rooney to spontaneously combust. A prominent local legend was that she suffered divine retribution for daring to drink so much on Christmas Eve.
Whoa. Check this out.
Okay.
So...
you're about to say something dumb. I've seen that look 1,000 times.
So what I've gathered from that little last bit is that if I want to go burn a human being alive,
mm-hmm.
all I have to do is not burn anything else, and I get away with murder.
But to do it, to get a fire that hot, that is a sustained cooking oven of a fire. 2,500 degrees?
Okay. So what?
But to contain that to a singular spot, a circle, in the middle of like a wooden cabin?
I'm not saying that I know how to do it. I'm saying that if I do, I get to murder people.
You do get to murder people. If you can solve the puzzle that Larry, whatever his name was, did.
John Larson?
Was it John Larson?
I think it was John Larson, basic. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Then instead... we just blame it on spontaneous combustion. That's the go-to.
Yeah, well, if you can really like dumbfound scientists, then yeah, I guess you win murder. You've won. You get a free murder pass forever as long as you can disprove science to do so.
That seems odd to me. That doesn't seem like a very... I mean, in this day and age, is it really going to be that tough to...
And why would there
to
just
not burn
be,
anything else?
Like let's look at this in hindsight, right? Let's imagine we're the people who went there, but with the sight of like the investigators, right? But we're coming back with literally hundreds of years more knowledge and time to not really care about this woman very much.
Okay.
You find one foot from combustion, there'd be pieces all about.
Yeah, that also doesn't make sense.
Then again,
why the foot?
Then again, also, with a fire that hot, But why just 1 foot?
The spontaneous combustion just died out right before
it burned. Right before the foot?
The entire body.
Maybe. They said it was the charred remains of her foot. Maybe it was like a hump of black, and they were like, what is this? And
how deep was this hole in the ground?
I would also like to know the deepness of the hole. I was thinking about this a lot.
She just burned herself down to the inner core
just
of the
down.
Earth.
Just straight down. A perfect circle.
That's where the. That's what happened. She just dug to the mantle, and then it got charred.
And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, they're saying that he went and found husband. I'm gonna forget his name every time.
John? Oh no.
The dead one.
Oh, I don't.
Whatever. The dead one in the bed who died from choking on his wife. Excuse me. So this guy. We're Larson now. Larson wakes up, starts going downstairs, and is like, let me go check on Bobby. Oh, Bobby's dead. And then it says later that day, he found the charred remains, the foot, the black circle, the ash everywhere. Like, how does that make sense? What compels you when you wake up to go check on your guest asleep in his room? That's freaking weird. You'd go to the kitchen to make breakfast.
See the charred foot.
And see a circle.
See a hole that was
stretching to the mantle.
Could have been made by a meteorite.
Yeah.
And then you're like, huh, I wonder how my bro is doing.
But anyway, that's well, this is peculiar. Why don't I go check on my brother?
Hey man, you gotta see this.
Yeah, that's what he was rushing it's to plausible. Go get his buddy.
Yeah, he didn't even go in. You know, maybe I wouldn't. I'm not going in there.
Going in where?
Into the kitchen.
If you saw the black remains?
I see a big giant hole in the middle of the floor.
You wouldn't go check it out?
I'm like, not
okay,
alone.
Okay, Kevin, cut the bull crap.
Not alone.
What do you mean not alone? It's just a hole.
A flaming hole
it's
in the ground?
It's not flaming. It's just charred. You'd be like, what is this? Curious? You're telling me you, Kevin Siraj, wake up tomorrow morning, walk into your kitchen, and see ash on the floor, and you're like, better go back to my room.
It's hard to say.
Houston. Hard to say? You'd it's be like, no, say. What's wrong with my house?
No, I'm not going to go back to my room. I'm telling you, I would get somebody. I'd be like, yo, come check this out with me.
Okay.
Because this is wacky.
That is
I mean,
true.
If it was just like a tiny, like maybe tennis ball sized hole,
yeah,
I'd go check that out. Yeah, but if like,
all right,
this is a hole that looked like it was dug by a human being, a human
into the ground
mole hybrid, then yes, I would get somebody else.
I'm curious to know how perfect of a circle that hole is a little bit, because like I don't know, in 1885 I bet they didn't question crap like we do today. We're on the ball. We don't, like people are cautious nowadays. People were very trust. You could get people to believe anything.
That's true.
In the 1885, anything. If he had burned a perfect circle, scientists would have been like, well, he said she burned, and there's a foot there, so that must have been the case. But if like, you use any kind of logic, it's like, wait, that's a perfect circle. No. Incorrect, actually. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's...
I think Larson did it. I'm willing to put this to bed right now.
Ooh, you're putting John on the chopping
block. I think John did it.
You hear that, John?
How. Yeah, he did. He can't. He's dead.
Oh, well.
He's long dead. But can you?
He might hear us.
Can you still, in a court of law, like this is a real question? Can you like
be found guilty if you're dead?
Yeah. Probably, but I mean, what's the point?
I don't think they care.
Maybe for the records. I bet they still have to like stamp like guilty on some paper somewhere, just so that it's not like an unsolved case.
Well, yeah, they have to solve it, but I don't think they have to. Put him on trial.
No, well, no, not if he's dead, Kevin.
Yeah.
What, they give me a Ouija board?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We'd like to call John himself to the stand. Where were you on the night of the fire? And you run over.
The jury has it. Like, they're like, whoa.
Here he goes.
All right. So, still in the spirit of Christmas.
Well, good. If it wasn't, I'd be concerned.
I'd like to... I'd like to talk about the formation of the Ku Klux Klan. Maybe you've heard of it. Otherwise known as
the KKK.
Why, Kevin? Are you racist? No, I am not. It was actually founded on Christmas Day. The year was was bear with me.
Which you got to give them credit. They know how to plan their events. Just crank them both out in one thing for the reunion.
Oh wait, no, it was on Christmas Eve. It was on Christmas Eve in 1865.
Kevin, are you racist?
No, I am not. I just let me tell you what this has to do with Christmas.
So good. We and just a heads up, we very may have well done this last year.
Oh, that is true. Yes.
Yeah, we meant to bring that up.
If you're like a diehard Phantasma fan and you just listened to our Christmas episode from a year ago, I am sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize because I know I've seen this article somewhere and I keep thinking it was for the podcast, but I'm also thinking at the same time that I didn't actually end up sharing it because I was too afraid for some reason.
Of being labeled a racist.
Yeah, and I guess
you can't talk about the KKK unless you are very closely affiliated.
As soon as I say KKK,
it's on people's minds.
I'm toast.
Yeah.
So we're just going to ride this storm, I guess. But... Yeah, they, so...
Sam's gone for one episode, and all of a sudden we're racist. We can't do it.
So, that was probably the worst Christmas ever.
Oh, yeah, no, hands down.
Is that safe to say?
Yeah, no, I don't think Santa delivered anything to these boys and girls.
The question is, why?
Why would they choose Christmas Eve?
There has to be a reason.
I think...
They did not, there's no freaking way... That they were like, all right,
what?
We formed.
Did you guys look at the calendar? Do you know what day it is? This is perfect.
They're like, yeah, all right. Smack the mallet down. We're official. The KKK. OMG, it's December 24th.
Do you actually know? It might be too dark to dive into, but do you actually know what Ku Klux Klan stands for? What Ku Klux stands for?
Are you like asking me or do you know?
I'm asking if you know. I really don't know. I have no idea.
I
it might not
remember.
Be smart to dive into on the show. I don't know if it's something like not cool.
I knew, but I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, yo, you've done a lot of research, have you?
sufficient. I wouldn't say a lot.
I think in all reality, I think they probably chose Christmas because to my knowledge, I haven't done research because I don't know and I don't care. I think that they do. It's like a religious thing. I think they feel like they're purging when they do their evil things.
No,
so I think
yeah.
they did it on Christmas as like, this is for you, God. We're doing this for you.
That
and he's like,
sense.
Nope, not for me.
And check this out.
I assure you this isn't for me.
I'll show you an image here of these people dressed in the KKK attire.
Ironically holding a Confederate flag.
I'm seeing some Christmas colors up in here.
Uh-oh, it's red and white.
Red and white.
Is there any
AKA
green?
The colors of Santa Claus himself.
Uh-oh.
The hood. The Take the face off of those hoods, and you have a Santa hat.
And let that point droop down the back. Uh-oh! We have ruined Santa. He's gone for one episode, and we've ruined Christmas. It's crazy. I actually didn't know that they had any members who wore red. That must be like a higher-up thing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dude... I don't know anything about
that. I need
that.
To remember his name, but I actually just read an article like 2 days ago about a guy, an African-American guy, who literally joined the Ku Klux Klan in hopes of like turning people away from the Ku Klux Klan.
Ooh,
He literally like donned, he had a name, there's like this long, long article about him, but he did it. He got like 70 people to leave because they liked him so much.
Dude, that's, how do you even
I
do
have
that?
No idea. None.
You send
no
your,
idea.
You send in your application. You're like, also, I'm black. And they're like, you know what? That's fine.
We're actually
fine.
Looking for a little more diversity. It's looking a little wider around here. Our HR rep is just riding us like crazy, and we need to get some diversity in here.
That's
funny.
Dude, that's like such a...
It was a long time ago.
That's such a champion move.
He's a lot older now. I think he's still alive, but I'm willing to bet he like just popped on the clothes and went to meetings.
Dude.
And then just kept talking to people.
That would be so savage.
That's a scary move.
That
Can
is
you
scary.
Imagine?
You show up in these like in these costumes or whatever. Do they have names? The uniforms.
The Ku Klux Klan, I bet. Oh.
The uniforms.
I thought you meant the people.
The people in the...
I was like, yes, Kevin, they do have names.
They're just all one... They're just
it's
the
a hive
Ku Klux
mind.
Klan.
Little do you know, it's actually a hive mind.
You show up in one of those outfits, and you're black.
Yeah.
And you're like, you befriend everyone and they like you, and then you're like, yo, guess what?
Nope, you don't do that.
Three weeks later, you're like, yo, guess what? I'm black.
You can't stand at the front and do that. You've got to take them aside when you know. You have to know the friendship is real.
When you pinky promise. You scout's honor.
You have to get those pinkies high and firm. Oh my gosh.
And then you're the guy. Then you go down as the black guy that was part of the Ku Klux Klan.
He did.
That's so...
He was an official member and got a bunch of people to leave.
Swagged out.
Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, this isn't where I thought the Christmas episode would go.
Well,
but here,
you know,
but I'm moving her along.
Is it ever where we expect it to go?
No, that's a good point. I took a screenshot of this. 1 second, let me pull it up. I thought I had a tab open. In reflection of the copper cup, I saw what looked like Beetlejuice sitting in my living room. I was terrified. What was it and why? If you don't believe in this stuff, do not answer. So, we can't make fun.
Whoa. So, copper cup.
In the reflection of a copper cup, I saw what looked like Beetlejuice sitting in my living room.
Okay.
I was terrified. What was it and why?
Gotcha.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of fear around Beetlejuice.
Like, that's it?
Don't.
End of story?
End of story. If you don't believe in this stuff, don't answer. Don't. Yeah, I don't want to hear anyone making fun. We're here to help.
I don't know if I'm inclined to answer this.
I've just always been fascinated that Beetlejuice is something that people are afraid of. Like, a lot, like, people are like legit. There was a time where they're like, don't say his name three times because that's scary. And I've seen the movie, Kevin, and it's not that scary.
Okay, I saw the movie like when I was freaking three. So
yeah,
I
saw it when I was like 13 or 14.
So here's my question. We know how to summon Beetlejuice.
And there is only one way.
So, is there? That's my question. Unless you say his name three times, can he appear in the reflection of your coffee or your copper cup?
Yes? No? I don't know. I don't know how Beetlejuice operates.
That's Beetlejuice's only mode of transportation.
Is somebody saying his name?
He pays somebody at his place of work to go into
someone else's house, say his name three times, and then promptly leave. I don't even know. Even from the movie, I don't know if there's like extended Beetlejuice lore that I'm not sure of. But he doesn't even like do anything. He shows up and he just is in his pinstripe suit, and he says the F word sometimes.
Wait,
and
really?
He leaves.
Does he?
Yeah. We watched it.
I thought that movie was like PG.
Yeah, it is.
He drops the F-bomb?
He drops the F-bomb.
You lied.
I don't. We watched it as a family, and we were all laughing and having a good time. And he dropped the F-bomb, and we all looked at my dad, and he was like, oh, forgot about
Whoops.
That one.
Whoopsie-daisies.
It's PG.
How did
it
I not
might
know
be
about
PG-13.
This?
It might be PG-13. But he says, he calls her an effing bit. At the end of the movie, he calls the wife an effing bitch. Merry Christmas from Beetlejuice.
Literally the very end of the movie. Like the last line. He's
I don't
like,
know if it's the last one. It's close though.
It's totally clean until he's like,
yeah,
effing bitch.
Yeah.
And then it's like
he screams
and then
it.
End credits.
And then jumps back into his
and they're like,
miniature?
Do we have to rate that PG-13 now? And they're like, you know what? We got that far. We went 99% PG. So
we might
just,
as well. It was a different time.
Yeah, that's true. Young Frankenstein was like that. I don't know if they dropped any F bombs.
Young Frankenstein?
Yeah, I believe so.
Have we talked about that? I don't know what that is.
It's a movie.
Have you seen it?
No, but I just know that it's iconically like one of the PG movies. That's like
a little rough.
Quite rough.
That's how the Clue movie was. Do you remember
really?
That?
Clue?
You don't remember that? I'm pretty sure we watched it together at Skyler's.
Oh, that's false.
Oh, it's not? It is?
We did not watch the Clue movie
together. I know I watched it. I'm 99% sure I watched it with Skyler around.
Well, that may be true, but I don't remember
you weren't
watching
there?
The movie Clue.
I think it's PG. It might be PG-13, but there's just some scenes where it's like, I mean, they don't show anything, but it's like, it gets a little hot and heavy in the Clue Mansion. they do what they
I know
need to
perfectly
do.
Well what's going on here.
Back to this though. Tom has some insight in the top comment. He says, "How do you know it was Beetlejuice?"
Oh,
is there
Tom.
A picture of him? Who says
classic
he looks like that?
Tom dropping the wisdom bombs.
I will say that Tom is on a lot of these posts that I read.
A Tom bomb, yeah. If you will.
He's
yes.
That's it. We're dropping a Tom bomb. How do you know it was Beetlejuice?
Is there atomic bomb?
Okay. You had it the first time, kid. Leave it alone. Is there a picture of him? Who says he looks like that? Some 14th century woodcut maker?
Ooh.
How would he know? Just your imagination.
Ooh.
Looking at some random light patterns. I'm pretty sure I've brought up Tom before, but he comments on like 99% of the paranormal posts on this place I go. And
is that true?
Yes, and he's trying to disprove everything he can find.
Detective Tom, dude.
Detective Tom, get some, dropping bombs, baby.
Can we get some art for Tom Bomb?
For the Tom Bomb.
We need to get him. Oh, we need to track him down and get him on the show.
So good. He's a level. Oh, it's,
like,
it's
Tom,
amazing.
Get on here and really set our
he's
audience
on
straight.
So many of these, Kevin. I can't believe I haven't brought him up now that I'm finally actually getting into it.
That is hilarious.
I can't believe it.
We're halfway.
Okay.
30 minutes into the show.
Okay.
We
can cut that if we need to.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get into a. Do we want to stick with? Because I have a couple stories. One of them isn't Christmas.
Yeah, lay it on me.
So let's
you know what, Kevin?
The,
whatever you got, I want you to throw it at me as hard as you can.
I want to end on a Christmas.
I've got another Christmas
story.
Thing too. So
I mean, it's not like Christmas spirit, holly jolly, if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, well, I was.
Which,
and that's
you know,
what I'm going to be pretty bummed about. What was it's a podcast about ghosts? And you
wait,
mean?
No. Here's the greatest title I've ever heard in my whole life. First of all, the username is that one guy, 0330. That's funny because
before I laugh at that, can you explain to me real fast
yes.
why that's good?
It is hubris because the title of this is called Fear of My Own Image. Join the club, my friend.
Okay, all right.
Join the club. That
well, I have had a good chuckle over this. Wowee.
For as long as I can remember, I have always felt a sense of dread when looking at images of myself. Join the club. Join the club, that one guy.
I cannot relate.
It always... Oh, wait, either in the mirror, yep, or in the pictures, yeah.
Pictures? Here's my thing. I'll be real with you. I think I'm a pretty good-looking young, strapping young lad. I don't think I'm that bad-looking. When I see video of myself, I'm like, that's a handsome young man.
Hey,
wow.
Look at that dapper.
Pictures are brutal. Unbelievably brutal. I can't smile. I can't do it. It's unbelievable. I'm incapable. I don't know what the difference is, but
well,
it's
apparently
bad.
So is that one guy.
I can't imagine having every image make you feel like you look bad. Is he just
dread?
Saying,
a sense of dread.
Oh, dread.
Houston.
Oh, so this goes. This isn't ugliness.
Dread.
This isn't. This isn't your everyday ugliness. This is advanced ugliness.
This is. I want to be dead.
Oh, poor guy. I hope it's actually not because of his looks and it's something ghosty. Because I'd feel bad.
Yeah. Well, you're in luck.
Okay.
It always feels like something will show up right behind me, or that there is something on the other side watching me. Yeah, it's you.
No, he's saying when he looks at it, it feels there's a third party.
Well, no, on the other side.
I think
on the other.
I think he can understand the difference between his image looking back at himself.
The other side of a picture, Houston? What's the other side of a picture?
Maybe there's like something. Maybe
your hand behind
a
it?
A little ghosty floating around in the frame. I don't know. He feels like there's another set of eyes looking at him.
No, yeah. I right up behind, will show up right behind me, or that there is something on the other side. The other side of a picture.
Okay. I was thinking the other side in like a spiritual sense.
Yeah, well.
Like how people tend to say.
Maybe.
That's a safe assumption.
You know what? It is. I'll give you that. To the point where I can feel a presence behind me when in front of the mirror or when the picture is taken.
Oh, that's interesting. So when the flash goes off?
Question is this a common thing that happens to people, or is there something else? That's, you know, that's literally the question.
Technically, by the rule of odds, this could be a common thing, and we're just two people who are in like the 1% who don't feel that way. I haven't ever asked if people feel that way. Have you?
I guess not. That is not one of my speed dating questions.
So, isn't it crazy how every time you get a picture taken of you, you see ghosts? All right, next. All right, next.
And your minute is up. Yeah, so
yeah, I think I want to go out with the ghost guy. I think I'll get his number after this.
But yeah, in the last 5 seconds, they're like, yes,
yeah,
and then you're like,
and then but the speed soulmate. Dating has moved you along, and you never get that validation that you've always desperately sought. She's gone.
Is that how speed dating works?
Yeah, you're not allowed to see each other ever again.
You're like, you get through like 15 girls and you're like, all right, well you're never gonna see him again.
That was fun, guess I'll go back home. That does have to be awkward. I've never thought much about how in speed dating until this moment. Let's say you speed date and like, okay, event's over, how do you walk up to the one you want to see again in front of all the other people?
And you're like, yo,
I'm just imagining this for the first time. It's a nightmare scenario.
That is rough.
Bye, everybody. Hey, that was a good try. I like this one, though.
And how, like...
And if she rejects
it's,
you,
it's,
you have Houston, to go to someone else?
Houston, it's literally
like,
a race.
And they're like, I just saw you go to her.
It is a race. Like, if you're... oh, my gosh.
Do you exchange numbers in the 5 minutes?
It ends at the same time, and then you're like, I have to make my move now.
Yeah.
Or potentially, a girl is going to come up to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
try to
yeah.
get me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to save her the trouble by racing over to the only
yeah,
girl
yeah,
that I...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
that's a rodeo.
And let's say there are two you're really interested in, but... There's one you're slightly more interested in. You're like, okay, I'd be down to have either of these two girls' numbers.
I have to start heading toward them.
I have to book it to the first one and pray the second one
doesn't see it.
The second one has to believe that I went to her first. And even then, I've seen these events take place, like passing by. They sit like right next to each other.
I know.
You can eavesdrop. You can know how the last one went. You can know how the next one's going to go.
Oof.
How does this happen? Why is this a common thing?
How is that a thing? Why is it called speed dating?
It's
Why
terrible.
Is there a name for it?
It's common enough that they had to name it. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. That sucks.
Maybe it's like on your way out, drop a name in a box or something. Write down a name. There has to be some anonymous
system. Let's make this more efficient. You create a box and you're like, okay, you get your 5 minutes with each person. We're gonna give you a little more space because that sucks. We're gonna go all the way around the room. We're not gonna subject you guys to the 6 booths in the corner of the restaurant for this event. We're gonna do the whole thing, whole place, spread out. When you leave, you will drop your name in a box.
Top three.
Yes.
Top three names.
Your name in a box.
And
your top three.
If the top three match up
yes.
in such a way.
Yes. We will. You come back tomorrow and we will give you. We will look for all the matches. All the matches.
No,
and
we will send you on your phone
yes,
the phone
or that.
Number.
Yeah. Or that. I was thinking come back and get your paper. But that was dumb. I'm trying to make it efficient.
Oh,
and I'm
hello,
here I am
Grandpa.
Stuck in the Stone Age. Well, when am I going to get it by mail?
We will.
Do I need to put my P.O. box on it?
We'll carrion pigeon it to you. Hopefully he makes it to the right person.
But that really is smart. Put your name in a box of who you're interested in and your phone number on the paper.
Well, not only is it smart, but I cannot see it being done any other way. Houston.
I can't either, but I'm Kevin. I assure you, no one's done it that way. I'm willing to bet $100 there's never been one speed dating course that has done it the way we have set it up.
That's true.
Why don't we charge for it? Why don't we do this and
Dude,
charge for it?
That would actually be pretty fun. That'd be a fun career.
We need
set
to
up
do
a
it
speed dating thing
a few times for free so that people are like, this is a really nice system. And I actually get to meet people. And then we charge.
Ah,
make that
that's where you
moolah.
Get them. That's where you get them. Makes me wonder what I would say in a speed dating situation. I mean, I'm a married man. But
yeah, yeah.
I just
I don't
wonder.
Know.
what I would say about myself if I was ever...
I would be more interested in the other... Well, they're vice versa. They're interested in me, so I...
What do you guys have to make a sacrifice?
That was maybe
Houston.
The dumbest thing I've ever said. I'm really more interested in hearing them talk.
She's like, so what's your favorite color? Well, like, what's your favorite color? Yeah,
No. This is for me to learn about you.
Yeah. Don't ask. I'll be the one asking the questions.
Wait a minute. How did we get here? What was the original question?
I don't know. Something about the kid that is afraid of himself.
Oh, yeah. He can't look at himself in the mirror. Okay.
How did we...
Should we jump back? Should we stay here?
I still can't find the bridge that we crossed.
I truly cannot either. I'm very excited to listen back to this one.
Sorry, kid. Oh, I do know. It's his question. It's his question. Is this a common thing?
A common thing, yes. Okay.
Well, you know what? No. It's not.
It's not, no. Don't bring it up at speed dating. Bad move. bad move. It's movie time. And you know what?
Grab your popcorn and orange Fanta.
After all these, I think in our Christmas themed episode you could have come up with something a little better than orange Fanta.
No, it you can't.
You're hoping to wake up and just find that under the tree. Just a bunch of 1 liters.
Maybe Fresca.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? We're not. We've tangented for too long.
Are we about to fight about... Do you not like Fresca?
It's just a C-tier drink, Kevin. I mean, I'll drink it if...
C-tier?
If the water sucks in the sink, if the sink water sucks, I'll drink Fresca.
Oh my gosh. You're going to get some backlash for that. Mark
Good.
My words.
Please bring... I want every listener who argues with me on this to fight me. I'll
physically...
I want you to physically...
Put your gloves on.
Come to Utah and I will fight you.
Go ahead and give them your address, Houston.
I almost did. It was on the verge. So I've brought a lot of stinkers to the table. But Spookbuster Video is not known for its high quality films. So I really dug through and wanted to find a good quality Christmas scary movie for you guys this year. And this one is titled Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. A young boy named Pietari, he's played by Ani Tomila. This is a foreign film, if you can't tell from that.
Okay.
And his friend Juuso, J-U-U-S-O, think a secret mountain drilling project near their home in northern Finland has uncovered the tomb of Santa Claus. However, this is a monstrous evil Santa, much unlike the cheery Saint Nick of legend. When Pietari's father captures a feral old man in his wolf trap, the man may hold the key to...
What?
There's wolf traps out. If you live out...
Did you say a feral?
A feral?
Old man?
I think feral just... Technically, the textbook definition of feral is like... Wilderness? Like a guy who lives out in the wilderness? I think.
Is it Houston?
I'm not 100% sure.
For this person's sake, I hope that it is.
Because like if you see a dog, you're like, that's a feral dog. It's a feral, like a wild dog.
Yeah, one that is not domesticated.
Yeah.
One that craps on your floor.
A feral old man. A wilderness, a gentleman from the woods is what this is.
All right, a Neanderthal.
Yeah. His father captures a feral old man in his wolf trap. The man may hold...
I guess he's feral enough to be caught in a wolf trap, saying something.
Just a bear trap, but just named a wolf trap? I can't imagine it would be a different mechanism, right? It'd be the same thing?
Maybe smaller.
I don't think it needs to be smaller. Why does it need to be smaller?
I don't know.
If it's meant to clamp onto a bear's thing, his arm...
A big meaty claw.
I bet a bear trap would just tear right through a wolf arm. Cut, severed.
Yeah.
Probably. Anyway.
Mm, yeah.
The man may hold the key to why reindeer are being slaughtered and children are disappearing. So I wasn't freaking joking about finding a good movie. This has a 90% score on
Sweet Mother.
Tomato Meter.
What?
And it's 105 count. And it has a 70% audience score with 12,000 reviews.
No.
Actually, 30 away from 13,000 reviews.
And this is a foreign film.
A foreign film about an evil Santa. Tomb of Evil Santa.
That's what it's called?
No, Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale. Rare Exports is an unexpectedly delightful crossbreed of deadpan comedy and Christmas horror.
Where is it from?
Finland, I'm guessing. It takes place in Finland, so I would assume that...
Finland only makes movies set in Finland?
Well, no, not necessarily, but like... I don't know. I don't speak Finn. Dude, like, listen to the names of these actors.
Finn! I don't speak Finn.
The actors are Ani Tamila, Lamari Jarvinpa. I'm slaughtering the pronunciation. Jorma Tamila. Oh, interesting. The father and the son and the father in as actors, the characters, are father and son in real life. That's kind of cool. And Peter Jacobo. Peter.
That just means that they didn't have a very big budget.
Yeah, but obviously it did great. 70% score with 13,000 reviews. Not 1,300, 13,000.
So do movies like Birdemic, do they get high scores?
That is a good question. Let me check. They did say this is comedy. I'm kind of curious to watch this.
People enjoy the movie because
it's bad.
So do they rate that high?
I think in terms of Rotten Tomatoes, yes, because a lot of people will rate these horror movies, these D-list horror movies, still very, very, like 1%, 2%, maybe 20% at best, but people still love them because they're terrible. This is a 90%er on Rotten Tomatoes with over 100 reviews,
yeah,
105 people.
I've seen some freaking good movies that don't get 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I agree.
Well, and I guess that kind of just makes me question Rotten Tomatoes rather than the movies.
Yeah, Birdemic is an 18%.
Okay, so...
And 26% audience score, and that's over 1,000 people. It's almost 2,000 people.
Well, yeah, that... This
sounds like a
This sounds like a decent movie.
I truly... Because that's honestly one of my favorite styles of humor, too, in movies.
Deadpan, yeah.
You've seen... Hunt for the Wilder People. We watched that together.
Yes, we did.
That has a lot of that in it. And that's maybe my favorite movie of all time.
Another foreign film.
Yeah. Yeah, well, kind of. Taika works in the States for like everything, but he's foreign. Yeah, sure. Foreign film. Anyway, legit good Christmas movie. I actually don't know the rating of it. So maybe do a little research on that before you guys go looking it up. But this sounds like a solid watch. It sounds like a good movie. So...
Yeah, you always got
I'm probably going to... Maybe I'll give it a shot and report back. Who knows?
Ding. May have been too loud. Let's see. Let's go back to my last Christmas...
Yeah, close this out.
My Christmas carol here. This was a true story. Christmas Eve, 1913. What is that? How many years after the KKK was established?
Quick question. Is this the one that you made that face before we started recording and you were like...
This is a great story.
Yes. This is that one. Okay.
This is just nuts.
I'm excited for this.
On Christmas Eve in 1913, some miners, that's with an E.
Oh, okay. I honestly legit pictured a group of like teens.
Yeah.
Like young teens.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
I'm glad you did that.
That kind of minor is used so... Which is weird, because it probably wasn't always that way. But, like, the minor with the O is probably used so much more than with an E these days.
Well, I think ever since the Chilean minor incident, they had to be like, we have to differentiate. People think there are kids at the center of the earth that we have to rescue.
Some miners and their families were having a massive Christmas party in an Italian cultural hall in Michigan. Everything was going fine until someone yelled, fire. Like, there's a fire.
Yeah.
Panic took hold and everyone rushed for the exit at once, not caring what or who they knocked over during their mad dash. People fell and were either trampled or suffocated in the crowds. In the end...
How big was this party?
In the end, a stunning 73 people died, 59 of which were just children trying to celebrate with their family.
Whoa!
Check this out. In a cruel, ironic twist, it turned out there was no fire at all.
I knew it was coming.
To this day, no one is entirely sure who yelled fire or why they did it.
What?
73 people.
Could you imagine being the guy who yelled it and you're like, watch, this will be hilarious. Let me get everyone out of here. and you just watch in horror
as people are like left.
I got it. I have to imagine that there's more to that story than meets the eye, though, just because, like, I feel like I know people pretty well, and even if there was a fire, like, you'd be freaking out and you'd want to get out of there, but to the degree of trampling and shoving and fighting your way out, like, I feel like you wouldn't reach that level of panic without visual confirmation of we're in immediate danger and need to get out of here right now.
Well, I think that, see, first of all, it depends kind of on how loud this dude is yelling fire. I mean, if he is like attempting to raise his voice over all of the commotion to alert the entire party, which is clearly a massive party, to yell, to warn about a fire. And even if I don't hear him very loudly, or even if I am like, you know, unsure that there's a fire, but all of a sudden I see herds of people running toward me.
Panic.
I'm just
going to
run.
Yeah.
And so all it takes is probably like 4 or 5, maybe even less people to just start cooking.
And based on the fatality account, I can only imagine how packed this place was. So if he was to yell to get everyone's attention, it would have to be like a shriek. Yeah. So loud.
Yeah. And
which could have been mistaken as we're in immediate danger rather than he's just informing us we probably need to get out of here because there has been a fire.
Yeah. And
interesting.
That's like a compact, I mean, I can't imagine this place being, I mean, if people are getting trampled to death and suffocating, then that's a small place to have a big party.
Yeah.
Not saying that it doesn't fit everybody, but if I'm in a small, compact place partying it up with like I'm rubbing shoulders with every freaking person trying to get to the punch bowl,
why would you even be there?
I'm getting out of that place as soon as
that's not a great party.
As soon as there's a trace of a fire.
I can tell you what, that's not gonna happen this year. Ain't not gonna be any kind of party.
Somebody yells COVID and everybody 73 more people die for that's in a sense. Well, no, I'm not gonna go there. I will say some people believe that the same thing has happened, only with COVID, like somebody, the nation yells COVID-19, and there are people that believe 200 whatever some odd people have died from when there wasn't COVID at all.
I see what you're saying.
The same type of thing has happened on a grand scale, a nationwide scale.
I thought you were going down of like a path of like, this is what happened. And I was like,
No.
Well, that's the episode. Catch you next week. Please continue to listen.
The irony of it.
I get you. I understand. That would be...
Not that I'm about to sit here and express my political views on COVID-19, but I'm just saying that there are people out there that believe this exact thing happened.
Has happened. Yeah.
Just in COVID form. So...
No tangents today. Thanks for listening, everybody. How are we doing on time? Is that about it?
We got like 8 minutes to the hour. So
8 minutes to the hour?
If we cut it short, I mean, we're short. We're short a third person.
Yeah. So this is our first duo episode. So
no, it isn't. Are you kidding me?
What?
No, we have had episodes in the past of just us two, I guarantee it.
No, because we had Ashley come on.
No. I remember the one. It's titled Lunch Kid.
Good.
Lunch Kid. That's
what?
Just me and you. Bet.
What?
Or Big Raccoon. Maybe one of those is with Ashley.
I remember both of those titles. The only memory I have of our episodes with Ashley is the story you read about the kid, the anime kid. The anime tier kid.
Lunch Kid?
No, 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 no.
Who are you talking about?
You read a story about an anime kid, and I don't remember what it is now.
So you don't really...
I do, but I don't.
The only thing you remember from the episode is that you don't remember.
I remember it. I maybe died that day because I laughed so hard. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'll have to go back and listen.
I might have to check it out.
Well, and so will all of you that are listening right now.
Thank you guys for listening. We love you. These, like we said before, this and the next two episodes are a little freeform just because we had some unexpected stuff come up with old Sambone. So,
happy holidays.
Yeah.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Bear with us. Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
You know what? Happy to everyone. Happy Hanukkah.
Stuff.
I know there's
Merry
Kwanzaa.
Merry stuff.
Merry stuff. That's, no. No, Kevin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas to you, my friend. That sounds like a bad holiday.
Is that, do we plug Phantasmacast? I don't know the... email magoriacast@gmail.com
phantasmacast for Instagram. Send us your stories. Please share the show. There's been a surge of you doing that lately, and it's awesome. We get messages from people saying that they found the show, they love the show. It's way fun. And I will say, from shows that I've listened to, it's way more fun for podcasts when I like can talk about it with a friend. At least for me personally, I really enjoy that. If you have never experienced that, I highly recommend getting a friend who you think would enjoy the show into the show, because it's a blast. It really is really fun.
That is true. That's true for just about everything. No, I can't say that. There are some things
I prefer to do. I'm
solo.
All about just with Huey.
But
Huey and Huey alone.
But podcast isn't one of them, all right?
Yeah. Oh, also, we have a TikTok now. As much as it pains me to say that.
I didn't say it.
I didn't want to say it, but it is up there. If you guys want to share clips of the show, we're...
That's how desperate we are for you guys to share the freaking show.
No, it's not desperation. It's just... it's spreading.
We're cool.
It's cool, and we want people to see how cool we are. But we do have a... It's Phantasmacast, Phantasmagoria. You'll see our logo. You'll find it. If you want to share clips of the show, we're going to be posting every time there's a new episode that comes out. We already have one and the theme song up on there. And we're going to be posting clips every week from the new episode. So check from there. And check out our streams. They're awesome. They're way fun. You want to plug Chris's stream again?
Oh yeah. My older brother streams Hunt Showdown. It's a spooky game, kind of a battle royale. Not super popular, but popular enough. It's a great game. He streams every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday night. And it's Gluten and Ghosty they're on Twitch. It's a Twitch, that's their Twitch name. Gluten, like, you know, gluten free. And it's no spaces, Gluten and Ghosty TV. Check them out. I personally play with them a lot while they're on stream. Not every time they stream, but
do you
a good
mic up too?
Times.
Do you chat?
I'm in the chat. You're not gonna see my face, heaven forbid. That's why I do a podcast and not a YouTube channel.
I've seriously considered taking my webcam off my stream. But how could I deprive the people? That's my
you gotta give
block.
Them what they want. So I'm not you're not gonna see my face, but you'll hear my voice a lot or see me in the chat. It's a good time.
And I'm twitch.tv/ Huey Vaughn, HUEYVON. I've been doing a lot of Monster Hunter lately. I'm doing like a big challenge right now. The point of the game I'm at, you're meant to have four people to take down the stuff that you're trying to be taking out, and playing a lot of Monster Hunter. And I'm trying to do some of it solo for a challenge for the stream. So if you guys want to watch me suffer endlessly and rage continuously, come hang out. I don't have a stream schedule, so go follow and turn on those notifications.
Oh, you know what?
Baby.
I also have to I do have to mention that Gluten and Ghosty stream has the explicit tag on it. Not everybody on the stream is swearing, but all it takes is one, and
we have to
put that on there, so just be aware of that. Ghosty is spelled with a Y also at the end, not an IE. I feel like I should.
I think Ghosty is spelled with a Y normally. I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't want any confusion, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
And go follow Kevin's Spotify, because his songs are great.
I do have a Spotify. Yeah. I do. I'm on iTunes, Apple Music, pretty much any music platform.
We're plugging, baby. This is the plug portion.
This is a Merry Christmas for us as well. So freaking follow our crap. All right?
We're giving you free entertainment every GD week. You can follow our shiz.
It's just my name, Kevin Serage, S-E-R-A-G-E. I have just a couple of songs out right now, but
how much longer till your next one, do you think?
It should be probably in the next week or two.
Really?
It's just about
I didn't
done.
Realize it was that soon. Yeah. I was texting about it the other day.
It's pretty much done. I'm really just debating on whether I want to pay to get it mastered, but this isn't a conversation for this podcast. We're just trying to get to the hour mark at this point. I apologize.
Don't tell them. Thank you guys for listening. We really do love you. We love the support you guys have given us over this last year. And to many more, a Merry Christmas to you. Oh, I miss Sam.